in a bit of a bad mood this morning.
Why?
I shall tell you why, Dave. Just wait for the vocal singers to do their job and we'll get yakking. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio. First of all, I'm settling down last night to a nice relaxing late afternoon, early evening. I got a phone call saying that my brother's not feeling very well. He's at home, he's off work. So I ring him up to see if he's okay. And, you know, we're chatting away, and he's feeling a bit better, but, you know, he was quite bad in the night, and I don't want to be too gross, and if you're eating the Cocoa Pops, don't listen, right, but both ends, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Right. So anyway, I asked a question like you would do if you're on the phone to your brother who is ill. Is there anything I can do for you? What a mistake. Yes, there was. He needed, how can I describe this? He needed a specimen dropping to the local hospital.
A sample?
Yes. And he had it for me in a little tub, wrapped up in a Boots bag.
Ah, so we're not talking about a specimen you might have in a jar?
Well, no, it was a jar. It wasn't a specimen that... It was...
If you had to assign a number to this specimen...
Number one.
Okay.
Right. But there is... Anyway, that was that.
Frankly,
so yesterday, I had to go and drop it off to a certain part of this hospital. And when I got there, they hadn't a clue what I was talking about. So for half an hour yesterday, I was walking around quite a big hospital in London with my brother's wee in a little tub. You know, and I was really looking forward to watching Hollyoaks last night, you know? Bobby Trice, real name, no gimmicks. Anyway. Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside. Ayo, this is Chrissy on Radio 1. Two trailer park girls go round the outside. That was my evening last night. Dinner half put me off my tea.
Really?
Curry, that just looked really runny then. Guess who's back again. Anyway, good morning. 6:57. Tell a friend. Radio 1. Guess who's back? 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 It'll be so empty without me. Now this looks like a job for me. So everybody just follow me. Cause we need a little controversy. Cause it feels so empty without me. I said this looks like a job for me. So everybody just follow me. Cause we need a little controversy. Cause it feels so empty without me.
Voice sounds very deep this morning.
Thank you. Sounds of Eminem. Without me. Marshals in the country. We're hanging with the D12 guys. They're gonna be on with Westwood Live tonight on Radio 1. Alrighty. Hot diggity dog.
Rock on.
I don't know what to say. Dominic, you've heard Hot Diggity Dog. That's what all the hip-hop homeboy flavors say. Yo, yo, diggity. Diggity dog. Yo, hibbity-hobbity. Nah, I'll move on. Right, moving on then. Coming up, Usher, Ludacris, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Nelly Furtado. Let's get some news from Dominic. It's 7:01.
Pressure on George Bush to tell what he knew before 9/11.
And Gina's keeps...
Radio 1 Newsbeat. It's now 7:04.
So I got the new Matrix DVD of the third part of the trilogy. Mm. Installment, I believe they say.
The third and final installment of the Matrix trilogy.
So I think I'll watch that after the Celtic game. So I put it on my lovely high-fangled DVD player. By the way, of which I've seen some kind of become all Damon Dash-esque and the likes. You know Damon Dash?
Mm.
Apparently, he never wears the same
item of clothing twice.
Exactly. Mm. And I'm the same with DVDs. I don't clean my DVD player. I just buy another one. So what happened was I bought a DVD player, great, all lovely, and then it started sticking and got a bit rubbish. So I bought a multi-region DVD player. Then that started sticking and getting a bit rubbish. So I bought a recordable multi-regional DVD player, right?
Mm.
Now that's starting to stick. I watched The Matrix last night. I've never seen the third one before. I'm very excited. All the lights are off, right? pizza's gone down, I've got my beer, I've got my ciggies, and the lights off. It's all great, very atmospheric. Should have been there, Dom.
Yeah, thank you, sounds good.
Yeah. And I get to the bit, I don't want to ruin anything, I get to the bit where Keanu, right, he gets some stuff in his eyes. It's like a farce, right, it's like flour, you know, in a bad pantomime. And then he chops this fella's head off and he goes all over the screen. I'm like, this is great. Okay, next scene. Here we go. It's a bit dark now. Any second now. It's taking a while. Why is the clock on the DVD not going round? Oh, balls! And I couldn't get it moving. So I've seen approximately about a third of the last Matrix film.
It's the best one as well. That's a shame.
It's thanks, cute. That makes me feel a whole lot better now. I've got to admit. Watching it down the tube. Coming. Where the bloody hell did he come from? Got lost. Can't stop addicted to the shindig. Chop top, it says I'm gonna win big. Choose not to life of imitation. This can't cross into the reservation. Little time got the beat to make your booty go. So it's 7:14, it's Friday morning, it's Good Friday, it's the 9th of April, 2004. And I was kind of hoping in my brand new capacity of host of the Radio 1 breakfast programme that we wouldn't have to work bank holidays. After almost 7 years of working at Radio 1, I thought we might get bank holidays off. No, Chris, no, I think you do. But in the eyes of the BBC, because it's a bank holiday on a Friday and a Monday, this is what I got told, I swear this is what I was told, that the BBC only recognises one of those days as a bank holiday. Excuse me? So, yeah, Friday is just a normal day now. Well, thanks very much. I'm glad you told me that.
Is it a proper holiday for everyone else, sir?
It's a is the bank open today?
Well, I don't know. I've not been yet.
Bank holiday. So, we're not here Monday, but we are here today. So, thanks for that really long weekend. So, we all had to get up as normal early this morning. Oh, I was a bit late, actually. I got in at 6. Yeah, lovely lie-in. So, here we are anyway. And everything else is on the show. We'll do Buzz Off in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some great records and some rubbish records. So really, today's show, not much different to yesterday's.
1, 2, 3, kick.
I want to start the show today, so I mean to carry on. I got an email from someone, and I didn't print out the name, so I apologise. You know, I'm growing my hair, right? Somebody has basically morphed someone else's hair onto my head.
What, to illustrate what your hair would look like long?
Yeah.
But we know, because we used to have long hair.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't know that. And they've taken what my short hair used to look like and put it on the head of somebody who has long hair. So, Well, I'll just show it to you. Here's a photo of Chris Kay and Vernon Moyles, right?
Yeah.
And it's brilliant. And I've got to say, I think I look great.
Can I see?
And I think Vernon's got my short hair and I've got Vernon's long hair. And there is the photo there. I think that works.
I think that works too.
I think I look okay.
Vernon looks great, actually,
have
with
a
your
proper
hair.
Look,
yeah, with short hair. Well, that's my hair. Vernon Kay looks better with my hair.
Than you do.
Then he does with his own.
You look a bit like Ian Brown there.
Oh, my star.
I was thinking you look a bit Nicky Clark, actually, with that bonnet.
All right, leave it now. I thought I looked okay.
You
but
do.
No,
I'm not saying that's a compliment. He's
no,
a, he's
I looked all
hair
right.
Expert.
Up until you said that, I looked all right, mate.
Orlando. Everything is not as it's old.
That's very soft and manageable, though, doesn't it?
Mm. But the more I grow...
7:17, we'll do Buzz Off next.
The less I know.
Cheer up, Nelly.
And I have lived so many lives.
Nelly Furtado and Try. So it's Good Friday, Bad Friday if you're working like us.
Rubbish.
It's 7:20.
You enhance that song then.
I like that.
Thank you. For a millisecond I thought you were saying you enhancing. You know the girl band?
Yeah. You weren't though, were you?
No. What?
Being Hanson.
If I keep growing my hair, I might look like Hanson's daddy. Right, buzz off then. 8199 is the text number you have to text in. 81199. You know, I'm thinking about changing it at the last second.
You can't change it now.
No, I am. Track 19, CD 1.
That's fine. Not yet.
Right, that's not it?
No.
Okay, all right then. Well, it's one of two, right? Because I got carried away. Right?
Mm.
So you can either have track 14 on CD 2.
Yep.
Or track 19 on CD 1. What would you rather go for?
Stab in the dark. 14 on CD 1.
Alan?
Don't the songs only get worse towards the end of a CD? In which case, 14 would be better.
No, you see, you're wrong. You see, you're wrong.
Well, play 19 then, if you want to play
that one. I might play 19.
Yeah, play that one.
19?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, all right then. Okay, you turned down track number 14, which was... Should I say what it was?
Yeah.
I was going to play Incognito and Always There, featuring Jocelyn Brown.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Right, but I'm not going to play that now. I'm going to play something else. So, if you like the track I'm about to play, text Buzz On to 81199. Buzz On to 81199. If you don't like it, Buzz Off, 81199. I predict Buzz On will win 75%. Right? 75% of the votes will say Buzz On. Are you ready?
Ready.
This is today's Buzz Off track.
Wow.
Do you know it instantly?
Yeah. Utah Saints.
Oh, bingo, Alice. Say on already. Go. Calm down with the sampler. I'm getting the feeling. If you've never heard this before, does this sound old and dated?
I don't think it does.
Do you know how old it is? 12 years.
I'd say that.
They could re-release this.
80% of the votes say Buzz On. How close was I?
Vote for that on Monday.
Excellent, nice.
Brilliant.
There you go. Oh, excuse
what
me.
What was that?
Sorry about that, was just a bit of wind. So there you go. Listeners buzz. Any really points to
it? Buzz,
no. Oh, Rachel buzz.
I'm not going to buzz.
Yeah, to buzz.
Do I?
Yeah.
I like buzz.
There you go. Utah Saints and something good. Was it really?
92, wasn't it?
Was it really?
Mm.
God, God.
I think so.
Wow, I was 12. You know, I was going to school, listening to that record on my
Walkman.
What's out then? I don't know. Anyway,
so,
great record. 727 Radio 1, Buzz Off was Utah Saints. And you're right, Monday you can vote for that because they're doing that Radio 1 Takeaway Day.
It's not takeaway, take over.
That's what Rachel keeps calling it. The Radio 1 Takeaway Day. You can choose any song or Chinese meal that you like.
At your local V&K this Easter week.
7:28, Good Friday. And you're like me, working. Or heading to work. A few people may be drunk and stumbling home, but for the rest of us, another normal day. But we get Monday off. Hurrah!
Hooray indeed.
Right, news and sport next, after the Strokes. The Strokes, Red Fast, and 12:51. All.
BBC. Radio 1.
Newsbeat. Coming up and play Mary J. Blige.
Blige.
Britney Spears and also the Lost Prophets.
Terrific.
I think so. Mm. Let's get some news from Dominic at 7:30.
And the main story this morning, President Bush is under pressure to...
One.
It's almost exactly 7:34 now.
I love how you say it's almost exactly. I like that. What's the time now, Dom?
It is 7:34.
There you go. Right, for those of you who are anoraki, you will know that this is the theme music to our great Friday feature, Chicks Win Ticks. Go! This is a great competition where you, the chicks listening out there in Listenerland, could win ticks, that's tickets, to the football.
Wow.
That's right. Chicks, ladies, win ticks, tickets, for the football. But Dave, what do you do?
Well, you have to call in now if you're interested in winning a pair of tickets to see Man City versus Wolves tomorrow afternoon, 3 p.m. at the City of Manchester Stadium. 08700 100 100 is the number to call, and Alan is standing by.
He's
Chicks
not,
win tickets.
He's
coming.
Not actually, he's gone for breakfast.
Oh, is he? Yeah. Hi, Rachel will answer them.
Rachel will answer them. So, Man City Wolves.
Man City Wolves tomorrow, 3 p.m. Pair tickets.
See, now what? I need that to be a draw, really, don't I?
Yeah.
Ideally. Is there any way that we can have no points to either team?
No.
That's not fair on Wolves.
Listen, when you're a Leeds fan, you don't care, right? Fair's fair my ass, right? I don't care. Was that, I like Man City. I've got a bit of a... I've said this before, I've got a soft spot for Man City. Not currently, at the moment, though, it has to be said. Or Everton, right? Or Portsmouth, Blackburn, anybody. It really... You know, we've got a soft spot for Wolves. I was thinking about this the other day. Hang on. Oh, no, it's not the fast bit. Dave and I are very, very close friends with somebody who works at Wolves. In fact, he's a Wolves legend. I make no bones about it. Wolfie, of course, the mascot. Very, very close. But, you know, at the moment, you know...
Every man for himself.
Right.
Or every team
Piano!
For
buzz off. Shut up. Right, so it's the Man City Wolves game. 08700 100 100 if you want to get going to that. You'll need to answer what no doubt will be a very, very difficult footballing question from Juliet, such as, you know, what's the... You know, what do you score in football? Is it tries or goals? A really hard one like that.
Man City Wolves in the Barclaycard Premiership tomorrow 3 p.m. Two tickets up for grabs.
08700 100 100. While you're doing that, we'll play Mary J. Blige, Q Dave.
Blige.
And Britney Spears.
Now Chris Miles is at breakfast. He hasn't changed at all. He still looks overweight and fancy Zoe Ball. He's still the same old Miles. He eats out of the truck. And he won't change at all till he asks for Fridays off.
Mahalo.
The Chris Miles Show. National Radio 1.
Mm-hmm.
Toxic, 7:44. Good Friday. Oh, nice and everything, Easter egg time and all that. Obviously, don't forget, as Doc Cotton said the other night in EastEnders, don't forget the religious aspect of this weekend. It's not just about eggs, you know.
That much more than that.
I've had two text messages to my mobile this morning, right? And I read the first one, and I just went, what a cheek. And I won't be reading that. Then I read the next one and thought, okay. Two different people have texted me already, 7:44 in the morning. One of them from a mate. Are you working? I'm on the breakfast show today, right? It's a friend of mine who's a DJ, and he's currently doing a breakfast show in a rival station. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He said, why don't you give me a plug?
Right? Why would we do that?
I don't know. Go to the next text message. It's from another friend of mine. Right, so first of all, I'll read the first one that I read, that I got, right? Are you working? I'm on breakfast today. Give me a plug. Next message from somebody else completely different. Hiya, morning. I'm on breakfast today. And I'm like, what the hell's going on? All my mates are going up against me. So one asks for a plug and then the other one says, but I must be honest, I'm listening to you. While the records are on. Say hello to me and Kate.
I don't think we should plug any of our competitors.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they've only got a small amount of listeners, bless them.
I know, but still, you know, it's every station for themselves.
They open the studio windows to double their audience. So, you know, you've got a feel for these people. Anyway, morning to a nice person who texted me and Kate. And also hello to other person who texted me who isn't Kate.
That's lovely.
Okay. A bit cryptic, but what can you do? I need to explain the rules again for Chicks Win Ticks, because there seems to be a bit of confusion with men phoning up going, I'd like football tickets for Man City, please. Right, yeah, it's Chicks Win Ticks.
It's gender-specific, this competition.
You need to be a chick, you need to be a woman, you need to be a babe, you need to be a lady. And the bloke goes, you can call me Julie. Right, that's really not going to work. I mean, granted, in Leeds, there are women who talk in the same voice as that. Hello, nice to meet you, I'm Shadon. But it is specifically for women. It's a female competition.
If you're a man, you can't take part, essentially, is what we're saying.
If it was a competition for men, it wouldn't be Chicks Win Ticks.
It'd be Guys Win Pies or something.
You saved me there. I was going to say something else, actually, that rhymed with chicks and ticks. So if you're a lady and you want to come on and win some tickets for Man City Wolves game, you need to be a Man City fan, really, as you'll be sitting with Man City fans.
There's no really about it. It's a total prerequisite.
Well,
you have to be a Man City fan and female.
Yeah. And also the game needs to be a draw.
From your point of view?
From my point of view, yeah. Actually, for Leicester, I'll take that as well.
See, I want Wolves to win that.
Yeah, I don't want Wolves to win that. 08700 100 100. Chicks Win Ticks. Chicks, ladies, not blokes going, you can call me Julie. Right, that's just sick for a start, right?
I've heard all that before.
Dave gets very confused. Right, this is Lost Prophets at Radio 1. They say if you're a Lost Prophets fan.
Mahalo for calling this hotel.
Lost Prophets, wake up, make a move. Show what you do, make a move. Hey, you, the Rocksteady Crew.
I used to have that album.
Did you?
And on the inside, it used to give you like a glossary of all the street jive terms so that you could speak like a breakdancer.
Do you remember any of them?
The turtle. Which is like this move, right?
It's when you're down to get the loo.
Yeah. Right. No. Sort of suspend all your weight on your hands underneath your stomach.
And how strong do you think my wrists are?
Well, you couldn't do it, obviously. You're not the right physique.
Well, I'm telling you.
And there's other things like crazy flips and back breaks.
Crazy legs?
Yeah, crazy legs and all that.
That was always
super
my favorite.
Flips.
Yeah. Lovely. Dominic Byrne on piano, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Dominic. Lovely. Allard on the bass. Allard on buffoon. Right, let's meet our two contestants for Chicks and Ticks. Morning, Joe.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Are you working today?
I am, unfortunately.
What a load of rubbish.
I know.
It's the worst thing in the world when you know everyone and they go, oh, long weekend coming up. What have you got planned? Work.
Yeah.
Are you working Monday?
No, I'm not, actually. I'm going to Tottenham for City away.
You're going to what?
Tottenham to watch City away.
Oh, so you're a proper City fan then?
I am, yeah.
Okay.
None of these mock fans that you get these days.
So you'd like a pair of tickets for the game then tomorrow?
Very, very much, yes.
Okay, who would you go to the game with?
My good friend Jennifer.
Jennifer. Mm. Two ladies in the football. Who's your favourite player?
David James.
Eh?
David James.
You having a laugh? For footballing reasons or aesthetic reasons?
Footballing reasons.
Yeah. I've got to say, as Mark and Lard would say, God bless him, I'm not gay, I wrote, but... He's got a hell of a body, David James,
yeah.
Doesn't he?
Yeah.
That's just shocking. Mind you, you'd need a decent body to take the attention away from your ridiculous haircut.
Mm.
All right, well, listen, good luck to you.
Thank you.
What do you think score will be tomorrow?
2-1
for City. All right. Who's going to score?
Ooh, Fowler.
Do you think?
I think he needs to.
He certainly needs to.
All right, good luck, Joe. You are battling it out against Lisa. Hello, Lisa.
Hello, Chris.
Hello, Lisa. You're all right?
I'm just waking up.
Have you? Are you working today?
No, I'm not. Sorry.
So that must be a bit ridiculous then, getting up at 7:54 in the morning on a day when you
I
can
know,
have a light.
My alarm woke me up and...
You're meant to cancel your alarm when you don't have to go to work?
Oh, no.
But I heard what? You say...
Hang on a sec. What?
Phone the office and...
Hang on, Lisa, hang on.
I just realised I left my extra alarm set, which will now be waking my wife up.
What time does that go off?
Actually, it was a while ago, about 7:15.
Excellent. Morning, Dave's wife. Soon to be ex-wife.
Mm.
Right, Lisa, where do you live?
South London.
South London?
Oof.
You can't be a Man City fan, can you?
Well, my dad's from Manchester.
Oh, is he a City boy?
He is City boy.
Oh, bless. Has he ever taken you there to the games?
He has, yes, quite a few times.
Lovely.
We're going a couple of weeks' time to see them play Southampton.
Oh, lovely. Well, I hope you have a lovely time. Do you think Man City are going to beat Wolves tomorrow?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, definitely.
Mm. We need to.
Juliet doesn't think so. Juliet thinks you're going to get whooped.
I think Wolves are going to win. I really fancy them tomorrow.
Oh, but we really need to win tomorrow.
So do Wolves.
Yeah, I'd say most teams, you know, around the same pointage would like a few points. Oh, that made sense, Chris. Well done. Right, so here's how it's going to work then. All right, Joe and Lisa, Juliet is going to ask you a question. And one of you, or when you know the answer, rather, you're going to shout your name out. So, Joe, you'll shout out...
Joe!
Lisa, you'll shout out...
Lisa!
All right, exactly right. So the first person shout out, wait for us to come to you to give your answer. If you get it right, you've got the pair of tickets for the football. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Do we have any tension music?
What did we do last week for tension?
Let's do this. Here we go.
I like that.
Cheers, thank you. Good luck. Here comes the question.
It's really hard.
Sorry to hear that.
What's the name of the ground that City left at the end of last season?
Joe, Lisa.
It's Joe.
Main Road.
Yay!
No, it's the right answer. No, congratulations. Just a very weak yay! Yay! Well,
it's
a strange dog walker looking at me funny.
The what?
It's a strange dog walker looking at me funny.
Okay.
A strange dog walker.
I really don't know where to go with that. I've got to be honest with you. So, Joe, did Joe get that?
Yeah.
Yeah, Lisa, sorry, love.
It's all right, Chris.
But you're going in a few weeks anyway, aren't you, so...
Yeah.
Have a nice weekend.
You too.
Go back to bed.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
So, Joe, you and your mate Jenny...
Yeah.
You're going to go to City tomorrow to watch the big Wolves game.
Excellent. Thank you very, very much.
Right. And make sure that you tell everyone
I won my tickets on the Chris Miles show.
Oh, well, yeah. I'll make a banner or something.
Yeah, well, you can if you want. You look a bit sad. I mean, I wouldn't personally. I'd just take the tickets and run. But if you want to make a banner, that would be lovely.
Thanks very much, Chris.
No worries. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There you go. Right, and more tickets to give away next Friday to the ladies.
All right, let's do it.
The first One Big Weekend
is coming and it's going to be really, really good. Here's the Sugar Babes. Do you know what? I'm not even going to play that either. Do you know what? And Dave's going to kill me for it. I'm sorry. We've only got 2.5 minutes for the news. I'm going to play this. Sorry, Dave. It's starting to grow on me, I've got to admit. It's the streets.
See, I reckon you're about an 8 or a 9. Maybe even 9.5 in 4 beers' time.
I'm not trying to bull you. Woo! Even though I would
it's
like
my mate. Richard Skinner and the Streets, fit, but you know it.
You're fit, but my gosh, don't you know it.
And we're going to meet him when we go to Derry. Batter up.
Batter up.
So that's what they say, don't they? You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Better buckle up.
Not batter up. Not batter up, batter big. It's not like that. Just go with it, Dave. You're not street today, love. Right, you're not down with your lines and your phrases and your catchphrases in the area.
I'll have a word with your mother.
She'll be up if you want to ring her.
I'll ring after this.
Doing housework or something, you know what they're like. White Stripes coming up, an NERD, and a great record that I bet you haven't heard for ages from Daft Punk. Nice. Let's get some news and sport from Dom and Jules at 8 o'clock.
Pressure on George Birch to tell what he knew before... Radio Newsbeat, it's 4 minutes past 8.
Do you want to talk about, Dave, what we're going to be doing in the next half hour, what you are doing in the next half hour?
We can talk about it briefly now, if you
like. Okay, that would be nice, yes.
Okay. Well, obviously, it is Easter. Happy Easter to all of you.
To all of you.
Yes, it's a religious festival.
Seriously, it's like a Gareth Gates impression this morning. Everyone's talking like this, or Bruce Forsyth.
Anyway, in recognition...
Good game, isn't he? That's what Brucey talks about. I'm talking like him today.
In recognition of this special festival of Easter, I've developed a cryptic Easter egg hunt.
And what do you have to do, Dave?
Well, I'll explain it all in about 10 minutes' time, but we have clues for people to find eggs around the studios. Cryptic ones, so it's going to be quite a sort of mental challenge. Mental and physical.
These are real eggs.
Yeah, they're real eggs to celebrate this Festival of Easter.
Now, in that wacky creative way that you often do things, they're not actually egg eggs, are they?
No.
Right.
Not chicken eggs.
No. They're chocolate eggs?
Or turtle eggs.
Nope. Duck eggs?
Nope.
Ham and eggs?
Nope.
Bacon
not,
and
not
eggs?
Turkey eggs. Do you get turkey eggs?
I don't know.
Do you? I was about to say turkey eggs.
Who cares? So who's going to be taking part in the great Comedy Dave Radio 1 Easter Egg Hunt?
The cryptic Easter Egg Hunt will feature the following people.
Oh, here we go.
Dominic Byrne.
Hello.
From News.
Rubbish.
Juliet Farrington from Sport.
Hi.
Rubbish.
And Alan Jones from Wales.
All right, so we're 2 records time, we'll do that.
Rock on.
I can hardly wait.
Your morning's just got better. The Savior is here. His aftershave is Old Spice. His breath still stinks of beer. Famous people, cause he just doesn't care. He looks like Terry Wogan, but he's got his own hair. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio One.
What? Oh, fine, ignore me then, that's fine. Oh dear, you're alright there.
He obviously hurt himself, really.
Where's your news editor, Richard?
He doesn't work today because it's Easter.
That's nice of him.
That's nice, isn't it?
Part-timer, should we ring him? Will he be having a nice lie-in? He won't be if we call his house.
Yeah, you could do.
Yeah. So who's taking his place?
Liza.
Oh, Liza Booth. Is she lovely?
But Liza was in at 5:30 this morning.
That's a lovely jumper she's wearing, that, isn't it?
Nice.
Lovely. It's a birthday present, love. No?
That's lovely. And she's got to work until 6:30 tonight.
You're joking.
No, I'm serious.
That's a rubbish Easter.
I'm out of here at 9:30.
Hang on, the show doesn't finish till 10.
Oh, yeah, or a tennis, yeah.
Right, okay, thanks very much.
Tennis.
Yeah. Okay, it's 8:14 and Easter weekend and all that. So Comedy Dave is going to do his...
Cryptic Easter Egg Hunt. Welcome to the first ever Radio 1 Cryptic Easter Egg Hunt. As we described earlier, the contestants today are Dominic Byrne from News.
Hello.
Juliet Farrington from Sport.
Hiya.
And Aled Haydon-Jones from Wales.
Hello.
Listen very carefully, all three of you.
Will you say this only once?
I have here three special envelopes.
Wow.
One each. They each have a name on it. What I'm going to do is give this to you, hold it in your left hand, and do not open it until I tell you to do so.
Roger that.
Dominic, there is your envelope. Juliet, there is your envelope. Aled, your envelope. Okay. The order is as follows. Dominic, I would like you to open the envelope and read carefully and concisely the message within.
This is so exciting, isn't it?
Thanks.
Thank God most of the UK are sleeping and not hearing this.
This is the tension bit.
Oh, right? Sorry. Do you want me to put...
Yeah, cut the music and put something tense on.
Something tense. Hang on.
Okay, Dave.
What does it say, Dom?
It says, an egg awaits the man from News. Is it in his jacket or next to his shoes? Or could it be much more easily seen... close by, on top of the time machine.
Any idea where the egg might be?
Oh.
You have an undisclosed period of time.
Don't give him any clues, you two.
In which to find it.
It really is a cryptic.
Read it again.
I don't think it's that cryptic, to be honest, Thicko.
Read it again.
I'm trying to build the tension.
Okay, right.
On the clock, isn't it? An egg awaits the man from News. Is it in his jacket or next to his shoes?
Ooh, I don't know.
Or could it be much more easily seen close by on top of the time machine?
Wow.
Okay,
yeah.
Your undisclosed period of time starts now.
And he's off. He's up. He's up now. He's looking at clock number one. He's not successful there. He's going to clock number two. Oh, he's in the studio. He can't give you any clues.
Move. Time's ticking.
Go on, quick. He's now gone to the third clock. He's having a look. But the third clock is so high. He's had a look. He's thinking.
Try and look there again, Dom.
Oh, hang on.
It was on top of the clock.
Egg marks the spot.
A very small.
Can I just say, by the way, Dave, that's the smallest egg I have ever seen.
That's stingy you.
Seriously. I thought it might be like one of the... I said to him earlier, is it one of those big ones like you get from Thornton's with your name on? And he went, no.
It's Hunt the Thimble. Thanks, Dave.
Okay. Well done. Right, shall we move on?
Dave, can I just ask a question?
Yeah.
Is that egg that Dominic just got, his prize?
Yeah.
Is it one of the same eggs that we were all given Little Cup from Radio 1 the other day?
The next contestant is Juliet Farrington from Sport. Right, Juliet, open your envelope and read clearly the message within.
I'm nervous.
So am I.
That was really easy.
Wasn't that easy?
Read.
Here begins a cryptic tale for a lady who's often seen at the Vale. An egg-like gift that'll melt in the gob is waiting next door on a table of knobs.
That doesn't rhyme.
Read it again, Juliet.
Are you sure there's not a word missing anywhere?
No.
Okay. Here begins a cryptic tale for a lady who's often seen at the Vale. An egg-like gift that'll melt in the gob is waiting next door on a table of knobs.
Your undisclosed period of time, Juliet, starts now.
And she's off. She's going next door to the studio, i.e. a room that contains a table of knobs. She's having a look round.
Where could it be?
Doesn't look like she's very successful.
Where could it be?
Oh, she's got it! Hey! You're listening to Scott Mills on Radio 1. What
it's
happened?
All gooey.
It's melted, Dave.
Oh, do you know what? Maybe you're not supposed to put chocolate eggs on hot mixing desk equipment.
Dave, exactly whereabouts on the mixing desk did you put that now melted chocolate egg?
D deep within the button.
Deep within the button.
What I did,
is it melted on the desk?
No, just in my hands.
Don't worry, I'll call studio engineers after this.
Hi, yeah, studio engineers.
Hello.
Yeah, we have a melted egg studio desk problem. Okay, next.
I forgot that they got hot.
Right.
Okay, Alad, the final contestant. Open the envelope and read your cryptic clue.
Alad can't read.
I need some help.
Have you drawn pictures?
Take your time and read it carefully.
Alad. A small golden egg is close at hand for a small Welsh man from a far-off land. He should look next door for this Easter treat in a place where Jo Wiley keeps her feet.
Ah.
I'm guessing...
Yes.
Maybe...
Yes.
Under the desk in Y1.
And that's Y1, that's Studio 1, of course.
Onward and find out, Alan.
Okay, it is off. Here he runs out of our studio. He's running Studio 1. The door to our studio is now closed. Okay, it's the gag that there isn't actually an egg in there.
No, there's one there.
Oh,
one for everybody.
No, boy,
three eggs, three contestants.
That would have been very funny. He could have been out of the studio for the rest of the show.
Yeah.
Peace and quiet for everybody. He's found the egg. He has now got the egg. Wow, well, what an amazing piece of radio.
Hey!
I think that... Oh, hang on a second. We just had a phone call. Hello? Challenge TV, yes? You'd like to speak to Dave about the rights to putting the show out in the air? Well, let's talk to him after the show. Bye-bye.
There you go. Egg Quest.
So that really is that it.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you like that? I thought it was a bit of a variation. I was going to try and develop a game called Battle Eggs, where I was going to do coordinates for the studio, and you had to guess, but it was too difficult.
Thank God you didn't do that, then. Rachel, as producer of the show, on a scale of 1 to 10, will this feature be back next year?
No,
I don't think so. So I hope you enjoy your thumbnail-sized Easter eggs.
How rude.
From Comedy Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks.
Tight-ass Dave.
What'd you say, Juliet?
Squidgy.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
8:21. Daft Punk around the world. Radio 1. Track Daft Punk around the world. Is that the video where the guy's walking around with a big dog head?
Don't know.
Is it that one?
Is it? They're French,
no,
aren't
it's
they?
No, it's not, is it? That's the one which starts with the street sound effects, isn't it? And not like, oh yay, yes, oh yay. I don't mean that. No. Anyway, good record. Daft Punk around the world. It's 8:24. Today feels really weird. It's all, you know, you talk to anyone who works on the radio, it's awful working bank holiday.
Bless you.
Thank you. It's a sound effect, I don't really belch, I'm not disgusting. My mother might be listening. But we're all in today, I believe. Joe's here at 10.
Mm-hmm.
Colin Neath here, I believe.
I hope so.
Sarah Cox is on.
Yep. Well, it's only early. Yeah, don't hold your breath.
Only joking, Sarah. Morning to you, by the way, if you're just vomiting into the toilet. Well, that's what pregnant ladies do.
Not every day.
Huh?
Not every day.
No. Well, I don't know.
I don't know. I've never been pregnant.
She's looking very well, though.
Hmm.
Looking really well. I've got to say, she's quite sexy.
I said that before.
I think she's sexier than normal.
Do you?
Yeah. Sorry, but I've got to say it. You know? Sarah's going to be a mum. Can you believe that?
Yes.
Well, you understand biology more than I do then, Dave. I don't really understand this pregnant thing.
I believe she will be a mother, yes. In time.
And it's the essential selection tonight. And the big question on everyone's lips, it's Friday. So will Pete Tong be on? Find out tonight from 6. Top of the Pops tonight, then. I tell you what, that's going to be one of the funniest meetings of minds ever. Eminem, meet Tim Cash. I can't wait.
Right, so, Eminem, you're a rapper, and your band is D12. Nice. Tell me about it.
Yo.
Nice. What do you think about McFly?
It's going to be great. So if you want to hear them on Top of the Pops, see, if he talks to, I don't know if he's talking to Eminem or not, or then the rest of D12 on Top of the Pops. They're performing. But Westwood tonight, they're coming in, they're going to talk to him, the Westwood rap show tonight, Radio 1, 9 o'clock, isn't it? Westwood tonight, be listening.
BBC. Radio 1. News.
Newsbeat.
Darkness coming up next. Let's get some news from Dominic. It's 8:30.
President Bush is under pressure to show everyone a secret memo called Bin Laden Detail. 8:35.
Right, tomorrow, tickets are available for the dance day. Guildhall Square, Derry. We're going to open the radio and box office from 5 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. If you want to get your tickets for the Saturday, which is April 24th, where you will see Judge Jules, Seb Fontaine, Pete Tong, Fergie, Cole Hamilton, Tall Paul. Who else, Dave?
Agnelli and Nelson and Armin van Buuren.
They're your favourites. However, if you can't wait for the ticket to box office to open tomorrow, 5 p.m, Saturday afternoon, Guildhall Square, Derry, then we're going to give away another set of tickets away. Five pairs. Is that what we're doing again?
Yeah.
Wow.
We're so generous.
I know. All you got to do is listen out for yet another classic quote from Judge Jules. And because it's Friday, we thought we'd do the best one of the week. You got to listen out. Why are you laughing?
The best one of the week.
Well, you know, he's done four. He's done a different one every day.
So it's not as if we've run out of quotes or anything.
No,
we're
no, it's
picking
not.
Picking the best one.
Yeah, don't think for 1 second. It's down to the usual sloppy mismanagement by the Radio 1 idiots upstairs who are so lazy and uncreative, they didn't come up with five separate things for Jules to say for a five-day competition. No, Dave. We're simply choosing everybody's favourite line of the week.
I like that.
Yeah, good. So, you're listening out for... Can you work out which line it is? I wonder. What was your favourite, Dom?
I'm hoping it's Andre Agassi.
That's mine.
Is it yours?
Yeah.
What would yours be, Dave?
Andre Agassi.
Really? Really not helping. Rachel, what would your favourite would have been?
Mine's the one with Wayne Rooney.
Oh, of course.
I didn't like that very much, but let's play it again anyway.
Well, tough, because we're going with it all day.
More clout than Wayne Rooney's family reunion.
Oh, it's just so funny. When you hear him say that, that's when you need to get the phones. 08700 100 100, the usual number, and you could be winning a pair of tickets for the dance day when we go to Derry for the one big weekend. One more time, you ready?
Yep.
This is just an example. Don't phone now. You're listening out for this.
More clout than Wayne Rooney's family reunion.
Makes me laugh out loud every time. Right, it's 8:37. Darkness. That's for Joe Graham. Our exec, he's a big fan of peas.
Is he?
Yes. He had peas yesterday.
Frozen peas?
We went out for a meeting yesterday, right? I was in a bad mood. And we went for a meeting. We had a meeting at 1 o'clock. We didn't know where we were going. So I was in a bad mood. So I went home. And then 1 o'clock, Alan goes, Aldrin, you and I know what's going on with our meeting. Right, about 11:45. No phone call. I'll ring you. Midday, nothing. 11:45, nothing. 12:30, nothing. 10 to 1, I ring him. Hello? I said, what are you doing this meeting? What? Because I don't know where I'm meant to be meeting everyone. I don't know. Everyone looks really busy and Joe's in a meeting. I don't know where we're going. Well, do you want to let me know? Because it's like 10 to 1 now. I'll call you back in 40 seconds. Not a minute. Mm. Not a couple of minutes. Not in a second. I'll call you back in 40 seconds. 4 minutes later, nothing. So I said, oh, well, right, stuff him. Right. And then he rings eventually. We'll have our meeting. In fact, Joe rang me. And I didn't even ring back. Useless dummy. So we go for a meeting. I'm in a bad mood. There is, in no particular order, Dave, Allard, Rachel, Dominic, Juliet, Will Kinder, Joe, our exec, and Joss, who's the new lackey. And I walk in to the busiest bar and restaurant in London yesterday. The busiest place. It's so noisy, I can't tell you. So we sit down. They've ordered some, like, little nibbly things or whatever. So we all sit down, and I've got a bit of a face on, so I'm in a bad mood. And then from the other side of the table, Rachel goes, I don't know how to make me. I can't hear a word she's saying. And Will gets out his notes. I can't hear you, Will.
What?
I can't hear you. Seriously, is it too noisy?
Oh, calm down.
Ridiculous. Then, when people left, because obviously lunchtime went over, and it reduced down to only a few tables so you could hear, Will got up from the table and started talking to an old friend he hadn't seen for ages. Where's the me, Richard Allen, sitting there like dummies, while Joe and you were yakking away. Oh, you're looking really well. Have you got a goatee? And all that. We're trying to have a meeting.
I was talking to him for about 30 seconds.
Rachel?
It was about 40 seconds.
Oh, 40 no seconds. One backs me up in this place.
Oh, you liar.
It wasn't for me. Seriously, dance anthems, Rach. You got no respect for me at all. So anyway, so that was yesterday. But I perked myself up, I was alright in the end. And I cheered myself up by getting a copy of The Matrix, the new Matrix movie to watch. Went home last night, put it on. 45 minutes in, my DVD froze. So I've no idea what happens. I think the butler does it, but I'm not 100% sure. I think afterwards he finds out that Darth Vader's his father. Something, but, you know, don't ruin it for
I've
me.
I've not seen it.
I'll watch it later on. Right, so then, one big weekend, we talked about that. Obviously, you're listening out for the Judge Jules clip. It could happen at any time.
More clout than Wayne Rooney's family reunion.
And when you hear it, you need to phone up 08700 100 100. That's 08700 100 100. As I said, it could happen at any time. So then, over the weekend, we're going to be doing some great shows. Reunion. Obviously, Scott's coming back. Vernon's got his new show as well, which is
more
Saturday mornings.
More clout than Wayne Rooney's family
also
reunion.
His Sunday morning show as well. Yep. It really is a good listen. So if you're driving around, seeing relatives or friends or something
Wayne
like that.
Family reunion.
Yeah, bank holiday weekend traffic is always terrible. Then why not tune into Radio 1 and hear some great sound from
Wayne Rooney's family reunion.
All the way
through the show.
Weekend.
Day weekend.
On Radio
1.
Lovely.
This bank holiday.
Why do they choose to do that on a day when we're not on?
Because they hate us.
I hope that's wrong. No. I think that may be a little bit harsh. I think maybe because it's Bank Holiday Monday.
Right.
Who's doing breakfast Monday, by the way?
I don't know.
Wes?
You're kidding me. Huh? Are we desperate? Wes? Good God.
He's got a problem, though, because you...
Everybody knows that,
yeah,
Rachel.
I know.
It's well documented.
You usually speak to him about the rundown.
The chart. Oh, he'll have to speak to himself.
But I think he has got a plan.
And a clever pre-recorded feature. So, this is the 10-hour takeover, and I know for a fact that some radio stations do the top 50 favourite listener records of the last year. Or do they do the chart of the year?
Mm-hmm.
Or they do an 80s weekender, or whatever. All your favourite songs from the 80s, including Bros. So we thought we'd do something different. But it's just a shame that it's on a day when we're not on.
That is a shame, isn't it?
So it's 100% honest, and that's the whole point of it, is you text in the song that you want to hear, and if Radio 1 can find it, they play it.
You say we play.
Now, obviously, they can't guarantee they'll play it, because there's like 65 million people potentially might be texting in, and that's just ridiculous. Mm. But the idea is between 10 a.m. and 8 o'clock, there's no music scheduled at all. It's a complete blank canvas. And the music schedule is empty. They've got one of the biggest music libraries in the world at Radio 1, or at the BBC at Broadcasting House. So pretty much any song that's ever been released and has ever got into the top 100, Radio 1's record library, as they call it here, Gram's library.
Gramophones.
That's right, Dave. So on Monday, if you want to hear it, text in and Radio 1 might just play it. And it can be absolutely anything. I'm not allowed to give you examples because apparently it might sway the voting. So I got told this morning.
But if you say...
Mantovani.
We haven't got...
Pearl Carr, Teddy Johnson. Actually, they do have
Mantovani. You've swayed the voting now.
Well, I'm sorry.
You might get a big rush for Mantovani.
Do you not read the papers? I'm a shock jock. Huh? Jerry and the Pacemakers. Jerry and the Pacemakers. But it isn't completely up to you. So what you do on Mondays, it's really simple, right? Work out what record you want.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you would play, and I'm going to write down something here, and just see if you would say it. You would. What song would you like to hear?
Anything.
Anything. Go.
The Cult, She Sells Sanctuary.
Did I write down?
The Cult, She Sells Sanctuary. Why did you just put Cult? I think it said Cult anyway.
So you figure, right, you get your mobile phone, right, you go to the write the message bit. Okay, start your message with the artist. Not Prince, smart arses, right? Start your message with the artist. Then the track that you want, so Dave would write, Cult, thanks, And then space, then She Sells Sanctuary.
Yeah. Or you might put Simple Minds, Alive and Kicking.
So you're swaying the voting game. You're not allowed to do that.
It's simply illustrative.
You know, Peg Leg Sloan, I'll have your guts for garter, yeah. Son.
Peggy
he'll be,
Lee.
He'll be going bad. So you go artist, title, and then your name and any message that you want. So, and I'm not allowed to give examples, but, for example, Nick Kershaw, The Riddle, I Love Nick Kershaw, from Bob and John driving motorcycles in Ipswich, yeah. Or whatever.
Well, REO Speedwagon, Can't Fight This Feeling, so from Jez and Mick.
You're giving examples.
In Monmouth.
This is great fun, this. This is really good fun. We should do it. I'm not. It's not worth coming in on Monday for, to be honest.
I can't be asked for that.
Mind you, it starts at 10 o'clock.
No, we're not doing that. It's our day off.
No, even if we were on, you know, it doesn't start till 10. So all day Monday from 10 o'clock in the morning till 8 p.m, your chance to take over Radio 1, the 10-hour takeover. Or as Rachel's been writing it down...
The 10-hour takeaway.
That's right.
It's like a Friday night at your house.
I made Will look a bit silly.
She wrote it down on a piece of paper, and Will's sitting in a massive management meeting at the BBC and goes, right, so then, the Radio 1 takeaway. They, everybody else went, take over, you idiot!
Oh, sorry, it says... Take away here.
You accuse me of making him look small and amateurish.
Yeah, well, he's tall and amateurish. Mm. Everyone knows that. So there you go. All day Monday from 10 in the morning. That's it. 80s music, TV themes, hip-hop, metal, reggae. Doesn't matter.
Ragga.
Yeah. Anything.
Dance hall.
And it's classical. Scott Mills, Colin Edith and Vernon, isn't it, on Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Classical.
Yeah.
Beethoven.
Vanessa May.
A bit of Chopin.
Right, you show whatever you want, love. I'm going to be away with the missus. So that's it. Artist, then title, then your name and your message. From 10 o'clock Monday morning. So, for example, Colour Me Bad, I Want to Sex You Up, from Chris in from Leeds. There you go.
Dreadful record.
And then what you do is you go and find it. Let's try it. Aled! Find Colour Me Bad, I Want to Sex You Up, for Chris from Leeds. Okay? And then the idea is that he will come in and go, got it, and then we play it.
Okay.
And do you know what? As we'll just ask him to find it, if we do get it, we may as well play it anyway.
Do you like that record?
Well, I Want to Sex You Up.
I hate that record.
One of the first records I came
out
of my head. It could have quite easily been, you know, Sweat a la 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 long. It could have been anything, really.
TD Slink next,
yeah. 8:55. He was a boy. Levine and Skater Boy. So Monday from 10 o'clock is the 10-hour takeover. Is that right?
Yes.
Lovely. And to test out the system, I have asked for Colour Me Bad, I Want to Sex You Up, and Alan has to try and find it in the BBC Gram Library. Right, genius link then, Dave. Are you ready? How do you get to today's track from yesterday's track, Macy Gray and I Try?
The phrase I Try, when written down, could be interpreted as being one try, which could conceivably be the winning margin in a game of rugby. Rugby is named after Rugby, where the game was first conceived, and the town of Rugby is also famous for being the most southerly point of the M6 before it travels northwards all the way to Carlisle. Carlisle, first named Belinda, was the lead singer of the Go-Go's, who, having battled against weight problems and drug abuse, went on to enjoy a brief but relatively successful solo career, which spawned the singles Heaven is a Place on Earth and Circling the Sand. Sand is an enemy to electrical appliances and wearers of contact lenses. Contact lenses need to be rinsed after use, as do dishes. Dishes rhymes with fishes, which are the catch of choice for anglers. Anglers use rods. Rods rhymes with pods, which is where you would find natural vanilla. Vanilla rhymes with Manila, the capital of the Philippines.
Where?
The Philippines is heavily influenced by the Spanish. The Spanish are famous for their omelettes. Omelettes are made from eggs, and eggs can be infected with salmonella, which can turn this natural food substance into a killer, which links us to Killer by Adamski.
Somebody's just texting Laurel and Hardy, Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, for us to play on Monday.
We'll have a look.
Right, okay. Adamski, Seal Killer?
Killer, Adamski.
Adamski, Seal Killer? You just said Killer Adamski.
Yeah, but without the seal bit. Hear the pips.
Go.
Beautiful.
So you're saying that was just a Adamski and Killer?
Yep.
That's title-wise?
Yep.
Right. But it did feature the vocal talent of Seal, who then re-released it himself, didn't he?
I think so, yes.
I like Mr. Seal.
Well, certainly Seal put it on his album, didn't he?
I like the Future Love Paradise EP. Seamless Link?
Seamless Link.
Who cares? It was a great record.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure. You didn't make it. You just chose it. Oh, sorry. Didn't choose it.
Where the link goes,
nobody
knows.
Yes, apart from you, who chooses the link. Writes the link around the song. Lucky winners have all got a pair of tickets for the dance day when we go to Northern Ireland for one big weekend. They are Kevin from Dumfries. Hurrah! Carlo Watts from Portsmouth. Guy from Carrickfergus. Kerry Duffy from Derry. Kerry from Derry. And Keith from Enniskillen. Hooray! You are all going to one big weekend on the dance day. Very nice.
Well done to all of you.
Well done to the lot of you. Have a great day when you see Faithless Live. Bam, 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 bam. Dun, dun, dun. You, just thinking about the tedious link, you do choose the record. You say where it goes, no one knows, but you know where it is. So technically, you've done 10 hours of takeover on your own, because you've been doing tedious link for a few years.
Well, more than 10 hours, I would imagine. Perhaps. Do you think?
Well,
who knows?
Well, yeah. But you choose it.
Yeah.
And you get, so on Monday, Bank Holiday Monday, all the listeners get to choose their favourite songs.
Right.
But you do that every morning. Why can't we choose our favourite songs? You'll never let us have the Tedious Link. I've had the Tedious Link once, I think.
That was plenty.
And I think it was enough.
Hmm. Well, it's kind of my game.
Well, that's rubbish.
It's greedy, and it's also selfish. Not shellfish, which is what Tanya in Football's Wives was worried that she was allergic to.
Mm.
Selfish, that's what it is. That was nice and quiet, coming through the door there, baby elephant Allard.
Sorry, I tried to be loud. Got the song?
I tried to be loud.
Yeah, it was a hit from Ace of Grey, we played it yesterday.
I thought if I said I'd try to be quiet, you'll
what
say...
What have you got?
You're crap. I've got the song. Found it.
Colour Me Bad! Yeah, hey, you see, Dave, that's how simple it is.
Hate this record.
Colour Me Bad, right? Because Monday, from 10 in the morning, you get to choose what Radio 1 play. Radio 1, 10-hour takeover, blah, 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 right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you text the artist and the title and your message and your name. Radio 1, go to the record library, try and find it and play it.
If you say it, we might play it.
Yeah. You can't say we guarantee we'll
no,
we
No, so that's why I put might in there.
So we get 18, let's say we get 8 million texts, yeah. We're screwed. Is it all set up now?
Yeah, it's all ready.
The artist and track thing?
Artist, then track, then your message.
Well, of course it's set up, because, of course, Chris from Leeds requested Colour Me Bad and I Wanna Sex You Up.
Cool. So well, we should play it for him then.
Well, I think we'll
surely.
Well, as Allard went to the trouble of getting it, I think it's only fair... Track 8. I think it's only fair that we play it. Shall I play it?
Yeah.
So why don't we do the radio... What time are we off? Why don't we do Radio 1's 52-minute takeover?
As a bit of a warm-up for...
An hors d'oeuvre.
As an hors d'oeuvre. Well, as an excuse to play our favourite records.
An aperitif.
But yes, in a way to promote Bank Holiday Monday, Radio 1's 10-hour takeover, we do Radio 1's 52-minute takeover. Yes?
Problem.
What?
Car park catchphrase.
Cancel it.
Really?
Yeah. All car parks are closed. It's Bank Holiday Monday.
Oh, okay.
Do you not know the law? Right, so let's do Radio 1's 52-minute takeover to get ready for Bank Holiday Monday's 10-hour takeover. For Chris from Leeds, this is just for you.
TikTok, get up. To the TikTok, yeah.
Do you remember this, Dave?
Mm.
Do you like it?
Hated this record.
I love
it.
Brilliant,
this. Isn't it? Yeah.
It's great.
One, two, three, four. I wanna set you up. No, I wanna do it. Oh, come on, Dave.
They were always really creepy, ugly-looking dudes, this lot, weren't they?
Yeah, colour me. I relate to them. I like them a lot. They were like friends.
They weren't friends.
Dave. on, Dave.
Look. I wanna make love to you.
How long for, Mr. Call Me Bad?
All night.
Pardon?
All night.
Yeah. I'm telling you, mate, this is a great idea. I'm loving this.
Makes me loving all night long.
I wanna sex you. Come on, Dave, sing it. Dave.
Hasn't got any better after all these years, that record, has it?
You're a monkey, you are. I'll tell you that for nothing. Right, so, Bank Holiday Monday, Radio 1 will play pretty much what you want us to play. It's the 10-hour takeover. So we're all set to do this from 10 o'clock Monday morning, but we decided that we're going to do it now, because we're not on Monday, and so we won't get to do it. So I just chose Colour Me Bad. Sorry, Chris from Leeds chose Colour Me Bad, I Want to Sex You Up. So let's try it. The technology should be working. On the email, send your email to takeover@bbc.co.uk. Right? Takeover is all one word, I think. Well, yeah, it will be. T-A-K-E-O-V-E-R, takeover. You know, I do that for those of you who have trouble spelling, because I'm a nice, friendly, warm person.
Yes.
But we can't give you any examples, such as Nick Kershaw, The Riddle, or anything.
That'd be wrong.
Yeah. So take over at bbc.co.uk, or you can text us. Get your phone out. You've got to put artist first, then title, and then your name and your message. And I can't give you any examples. For example, you would write Falco, space, Rock Me Amadeus, space, and then your name and your message, right? But as I said,
can't give examples.
Duran Duran goes on film from Dan. See, there's people have started doing this already. Purple Rain from Gary and Whitney. That's a great record. That is great. Go West, SOS, Ali Swindon. I don't think, maybe she's just saying I like Go West and then saying SOS as in please.
Maybe it's an SOS message.
Bizarre Ring, Playing With Knives, Alex in Coventry. People are texting it already. Europe, The Final Countdown, No Name Given. I don't know why you shouldn't be ashamed of that. Roy Chubby Brown, Alice, who the... No, I don't think we can play that. Maybe we can.
After actually, 10.
Do you know what? There is a radio edit.
I know there is. With a really badly beat version of said naughty word.
Foo Fighters, Monkey Wrench from Mark in Coventry.
Great record. We put that on.
If you can find it. If Alan can find
it. Great record.
Right, because... So here's how it works. Some of these are in the computer, in the system, as we call it. Others are in, we've got an A to Z listing. Others are in the Radio 1, BBC Gram Library. I don't know why you're doing that, Dave. I'll be in the system. I'll be in the VCS.
Not in here.
I'll be in the VCS.
You think? Oh,
yeah. Bad Manners, Lip Up Fatty. Come on! Let's get them all on!
Stick Foo Fighters on.
Rachel's looking for it now. Because it might be in the... That'll be in the system because it's relatively new.
There.
Where?
There.
Sorry, hang on. Load B, play. It's that simple! What a great feature, right. 81199 is a text message. Artist, title, then your name and your message. 81199. Go!
What have we done with innocence?
Oh.
Love that.
Foo Fighters, Monkey Wrench. Right, so, if you just switch Radio 1, Bank Holiday Monday from 10, they're doing Radio 1's 10-hour takeover. You get to choose the music we play on Radio 1 from 10 in the morning till 8. And we're not doing it, so we're not on Monday, so we decided to just promote it, is the phrase. Not use that to our advantage to play loads of records that we really like. It's to promote, it's to throw forward.
Cross-promotion is what we're about, team players.
Yeah, so we'll be listening Monday morning at 10. This is an example of what you do. Get your mobile phone out. Think of a song that you want to play, or you want us to play. Text the artist, and then the title, and then your name and any other message. For example, The Cult, She Sells Sanctuary, Karen in Bradford, not influenced by Dave's example. Dire Straits, Sultan of Swing, from Brian in Kidderminster.
Hey!
Pet Shop Boys, West End Girls, Nige on the A36. I haven't heard that for years. I got that for Christmas one year.
Did you?
Yeah. D-Light, Grooves in the Heart.
That's a good record.
Rick and Lisa, Macclesfield. See if it's in the VCS.
Should be in there.
The Smiths, This Charming Man for Deb.
Great record.
Workshop, Epley for Barney and Behem. Fun Loving Criminals, Scooby Snacks, Martin Going to the Brewery in Elland. Undertones, Here Comes the Summer, Nige in Donny, Metallica, One, John from Mids, Robbie Williams Angels, Amanda and Rebecca, Doncaster. Oh, bless Bonanza from Boston, who's actually typed out Artist, Madness, Title, Night Boat to Cairo, Sender. You don't have to write the word artist. You just put the name of the artist.
And then the title, and then the sender.
Garbage, Stupid Girl, Fat Allard. They technically put Stupid Girl Garbage, which could have got lost in the system. You've got to put Artist first, then the title, then your name and your message. Send it to 81199. 81199. Artist, title, and then your name and your message. Or email takeover@bbc.co.uk. Takeover@bbc.co.uk. How many have we had so far? 2,673.
It's not
right.
Bad, eh?
2,673. I want this quadrupled. Because this is it. What have you got?
What have I got?
Did you find it?
Yes.
Do you like it?
Yes.
Where is it?
It's there. You got it?
Hang on, I'm just going to go over. Yes. Right, fine. Loaded. Right, 81199, artist, title, your name and your message, and we might play it before 10 this morning. 1, 2, 3, 4.
We're going to dance. We're going to dance. We're going to dance. And have some fun.
Nice. Delight and groove is in the heart. Do you know what? We now get the whole point, by the way, you put artist and then title, is so that then we can, if someone goes, I want Delight Grooves in the Heart, we can then type in Delight. And then it'll show us everybody else who asked for it.
Exactly. It's clever, isn't it?
So, D-Light Grooves in the Heart. Brian sulking because he's working. Rachel, Crew, Cheshire. Claire in bed in Nottingham. Rick and Lisa Macclesfield. Robin Scarborough. And others.
Some of the many that asked for that.
All right. So, Beats International, do be good to me. Dave delivering beer gas in Swansea. Talk Talk, It's My Life. Joanne and Gordon, Harrow. We are currently driving from Glasgow to London for a long weekend. I tell you what, will be a long weekend if you drive from Glasgow to London.
Mm.
Babylon Zoo, Spaceman, Psychic Steph, ain't heard it for years.
The jam going well, on the ground for Andy in Edinburgh.
Let's see how Psychic Steph is. Do you think we'll play it? Oh. Many people have asked for, or a couple of people have asked for Rolf Harris, Two Little Boys, which I find quite disturbing. We've now had 5,000 text messages, and it simply is not good enough. So, get your mobile phone out, think of a song that you'd like us to play. This is all to prepare for Monday. We're going to do this all day on Monday, from 10 in the morning till 8 o'clock at night. This is just us having a laugh and playing it ourselves. And no, sorry, giving you an example of what to do.
It's an hors d'oeuvre to the big main dish.
It's not a chance for us to play
on Monday.
Yeah, it's not us playing our favourite records at all. You're so wrong. Artist, then title of the track that you'd like us to play, and then your name and your message, right? 81199. Try it now. Do it now. We're only going to do it till 10 o'clock. 81199. Artist, title, and your name and your message. 81199. Or email takeover@bbc.co.uk. Takeover@bbc.co.uk. But I want loads of text messages. I want to absolutely crash the system. You can ask for anything. Eagles, Hotel California. Fats and Small, Turn Around, Squeeze, Up the Junction. Elvis, Guitar Man, what's Guitar Man? You know that. Dom, get in here, you're an Elvis man. Jeff Buckley, Last Goodbye, Andy in Dewsbury. Michael Jackson, Man in the Mirror, Robin Wolverhampton. What's that Elvis track? Where was that? Guitar Man?
Guitar Man is...
What, sorry?
Genius. Guitar Man is absolute genius, Elvis.
Right, have a look for Guitar Man in the Elvis section. Sub Sub, Ain't No Love, Speedy in Blackpool. Lenny Kravitz, Are You Gonna Go My Way? From Fleur with Love for Tux.
Guitar Man?
Yes.
It's there.
Is it?
Yeah.
Where?
It's there, under E. Elvis.
A, load, play. Is this it?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Right, who's this for? Let me have a look.
Well, I quit my job down at the car wash. I left my mama a goodbye note. By sundown, I'd left Kingston with my guitar under my coat. I hitchhiked all the way down to Memphis, got a room at the YMCA. For the next 3 weeks, I went a-hunting them nightclubs looking for a place to play. Well, I thought my picking would set them on fire, but nobody wanted to hire a guitar man. Well, I nearly about starved to death down in Memphis. I run out.
Yeah!
guitar man.
Guitar man, Brad in Watford. And Dominic Byrne sitting opposite.
Very nice choice.
Elvis, caught in a trap, Raymond and Leicester. Elvis, the wonder of you, Mike, Gil and Tom on the way to Ingleton, big fans of the show. Elvis in the ghetto, Dan in Brum, Elvis all shook up, Shaz Northern Ireland. Elvis, American Trilogy, Stephen in Ireland. And just to show how well this system works, Oliver's Army, Elvis Costello. It goes in there. From Lynn and Steve on their way to Scotland. This is going very, very well. Right, artist, think of an artist, think of a song by them that you love. So send the name of the artist, the name of the track, your name and your message to 81199. You've got 29 minutes left. One. We'll choose another one for after the news. In fact, while they're doing the news and sport, we'll look for one. Because we haven't... we'll know what we're meant to play, but it's not very good. Right, let's get some news support from Dom and Jules. It's 9:31.
There's pressure for a secret Al-Qaeda memo to be made public.
And Genus gets the vital goal for Newcastle.
BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
An inquiry into the 9/11 attacks has found out about a top-secret note called Bin Laden determined to attack the United States. Now,
he's clear at the top of Tetley's Super League. They beat Bradford 26-18. Hull and Wakefield also won.
Nice.
Thanks, Jules. Dry in the south and west this morning, but drizzle pretty much everywhere by tonight.
One road travel.
It's the A4 in Somerset, as it's Good Friday. There's heavy traffic in both directions on Bath Road. That's because of roadworks in Salford between Bath and Bristol.
Artist, and then the title, and then your name and your message. We're promoting Radio 1's 10-hour takeover, which starts Monday morning, 10 a.m. We're getting you in the mood, we're getting you practiced and ready for it. Text your favourite song ever. The artist, and then the title, and then your name and your message. But you're also allowed to do TV themes as well, apparently, on Monday, so we may as well do one of them. So text TV theme, and then the name of your favourite TV show, and we'll try and play a theme before 10. 81199 is the text number, 81199, or email takeover@bbc.co.uk. Right, next song. We're going to love this, right? Scott from Sevenoaks, Steve in Belfast, Michelle in Cardiff, Stadler in the Scottish Borders, Sophie in East Grinstead, Kat in Devon, Dave, Chris in Liverpool, Liam, Ruth in Belfast, Ant in London, Alex in Chester, Laura in Lincoln, Dan from Runcorn, wanted Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer.
One Road Travel on Radio 1.
It's 9:35.
Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer. Julia almost wet herself. She rang her mum. Can you believe this? She rings her mum and goes, Mum, we're playing... I know, Juliet, I'm dancing in the kitchen. Her mum's quite posh, gets out of the bath for pee and everything. So, text 81199. I found a text 81199 jingle.
Text 81199.
Doesn't give you much information about what
it's
else.
It's enough, though, isn't it? All you need is a number, really.
Right. So, loads of people asking for the Red Dwarf theme tune. That's the TV theme tune which come in, which we do have. But do you know what? We've actually got the full version.
Have we?
Because I know it's on the TV sets. California Dreams theme song. What's that? What's California Dreams? Is that some rubbish American-y thing?
I've not heard of that.
ZZ Top Legs. Well, you know, granted, not a TV theme tune, but a great record anyway. And my favourite so far, who's that? Swing Down, Sweet Chariot. I wasn't aware it was Swing Down, Sweet Chariot.
Swing Down, Sweet Chariot.
Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine, Vicky, Def Leppard, Animal. Oh, now
that's
a record. Brendan in Swansea, you genius, you. You two without you, Emily in Telford. Gomez, Whipping Piccadilly.
Great record.
Sharon and Claire.
Would we have that?
Don't know, have a look. Do you know that She Sells Sanctuary's coming by the Cult again, Dave? Brian and
it's a great record. I'm telling you.
So far, by the way, 10,904 text messages. This is simply not enough.
Got Whipping Piccadilly if you want to.
Loaded in.
Gomez? Itch.
Yeah, loaded
there,
in.
100G.
Load into what?
100G.
Load it into B. I love this record. I haven't heard this for ages. Not that it's, you know, we're choosing
nothing to do with us, of
you're
course.
Choosing the music, obviously. We're just helping you along. Think of your favourite song, artist, then title, then your name and your message. Text it all to 81199.
Once upon a time, not too long ago, we took a day out in Manchester.
So for the girls who asked for that, it's Gomez, Whipping Piccadilly. Monday is going to be such a good day on this station. You've got to tell all your mates. You know, if your mates listen to another radio station, 10 o'clock on Monday till 8pm Monday, 10 in the morning till 8pm, 10 hours of this. People just asking for whatever they want. Right, artist, title, and then your name and your message. Text it to 81199. Artist, title, name and message, 81199, right? I also said you could ask for TV themes. So, Alan just printed me off a few, to say the least. Blockbusters, Long Live Bob Holness from Ben in Leicester. Hong Kong Fooey theme tune, please play it. Kameen in Gloucester. Kameen? TV theme, Minder, Chris in Murfield. Minder or Boone from Jill and Justin. TV theme, Red Dwarf, Lee and Sarah Vincent, another one. Only Fools and Horses, or the A-Team for Chris, Sam and Adam on the M5 going to Newcastle.
All good.
The what?
All good.
All good. Miami Vice theme from Miami Vice, Simon in South Wales. And by the way, this is costing me a ruddy fortune. Right, it's only local rate, isn't it, when you text here? Well, what play is then? Well, actually, that was a bit cruel.
Maybe we could play maybe that for him, couldn't we? Why not?
What did he ask for? Miami Vice. Right. CSI, the theme tune to that.
You know, I've never seen it. Was that Crime Scene Investigates or something?
Josh's Giants, Fergie Hamilton, because I've got the football strip. These are all great. Knight Rider or Airwolf. Love Eve, practicing my lap dance for tonight. Oh, I'll keep that number, actually. Just put, see if she's enjoying the show. Cities of Gold, Beverly Hills Cop, Monty Python, The Fall Guy.
Oh, great.
Did he find it?
Yes.
Did he?
Miami Vice is in there. Got it?
Load, play. Classic. Simon in South Wales, you miserable git. It didn't cost you a fortune, but for moaning anyway, here's your theme. If someone's just switched the radio on and you don't know what we're doing, don't worry about it. Just go with it. We're getting ready for Radio 1's 10-hour takeover Monday from 10 in the morning till 8pm. You get to choose what we play on Radio 1. Think of a record, your favourite song, something you haven't heard for years, something that reminds you of being a kid, something that you first got laid to. I really don't care. We're not interested in the reason why. And then you text the name of the artist, and then the title of the track, and then your name and any other message, and send it to 81199. So artist, then title, then your message, then your name, 81199. We're practicing it now, before Joe Wiley comes in at 10. See, 13 minutes left. Right, I don't know the next track that we're going to play. I don't know, because we don't know what it is. You choose it and we play it.
Well, we have some suggestions here from people like Adam in North Wales, from Sue in Andover, from Shelley in Gravesend, from Paul in Poole in Dorset, from Simon and Ryan on their way to London from Newcastle, from Suzita in Wolverhampton, from Jay in Birmingham. We hope that this might be what you want.
What is it? Where have you put it? B?
It's there.
Duran Duran Girls on Film!
Bingo.
Get in! Right, get texting then.
Text 81199.
Yes, this is still Radio 1. Duran Duran, Girls on Film. Joe are exactly like that. He was a bopping and a dancing away next door. It's been good, this. Right, we're going to have to close the lines in a second because it's 9 minutes before Joe Wiley. And unless we close it before 10, for the first 40 minutes of Joe's show, she'll be there going, why are people texting in? Bad manners, lip up fatty. I don't understand. No, she talks like that in real life. She's common as muck. Seriously. Anyway, so Monday morning from 10 o'clock is when we're going to do all of that. Radio 1's 10-hour takeover. You get to choose the music from 10 in the morning till 8 at night. Just like we've done for the past, 45 minutes or whatever. Right, TV theme tunes then.
Something from the world of telly. Suggestions are coming from the following people. Tony and Barry in Thornaby. Amanda in Bexley Heath. Stuart in Runcorn want this.
Was it CD3?
Yep.
Go.
It's a play bus.
It's play days.
But where does it go?
Where does it stop?
Where does it stop?
Look for the sign on the lollipop.
What's the sign on the lollipop?
Why bird stop? Alan, why bird stop? That's where it's going to go.
Tenor on why bird
stop. Why bird stop?
Stop! It's the why bird stop.
Told you. Hey! Right, any more coming in for any more? Oh, it continues. Right. Okay, here we go then. Right, Will and Lisa in Rochdale. Donna in Norfolk. Neil from Plymouth. Robin Staffs. Claire travelling to Wales. Fiona Brown, Scotland. Nick in Bournemouth. Actually, this is quite long. This will be our last one. Stop texting now. You get to do it all again Monday morning from 10 o'clock, right? So do not do it. Think about it over the weekend. Think of songs that you haven't heard for years. From the 80s, from the 70s, from the 60s, from the 90s. It doesn't matter. From last week, from the 50s. It doesn't matter. TV theme, anything. And they'll play it Monday morning from 10, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for all those people, they have chosen the last song on today's rehearsal for the 10-hour takeover. You ready?
It sounds like this.
Wowzers. Right, that's it. Stop texting. It's 10 o'clock. We've already taken a bit of Joe's show. So stop texting, don't do it anymore, because it'll really upset Joe. 10 o'clock Monday morning is when you start choosing your songs for the 10-hour takeover. We're back Tuesday, we've got a well-earned day off on Monday. Joe Wiley's next, enjoy your weekend.
Hey, Chris.
Yes?
Will you come in? Here, see me. Got a little bank holiday treat for you.
Oh, she's naked. Hang on.
1, 2, 3.